T-minus 31. Hospital of Light, Beijing, China. As quickly as humanly possible, and with little regard for the hesitant words of his security staff, Ding Ziyang made the short trip to Beijing's Hospital of Light like his feet were on fire and it was the only puddle in town. The hospital's entrance and corridors were closed off for all but essential medical business while Ding rushed upstairs to the previously empty Ward 8B, where he was told the full shelter repair crew were now being poked and prodded with all manner of medical equipment following their return from New Kerguelen. None were said to be exhibiting any signs of illness or disease, which was unsurprising but still highly welcome news. The best news of all for Ding, though, was that the crew's leader, a former senior figure at both CNSA and the defunct Earth Liaison Forum in Beijing, had asked explicitly and only for Ding as soon as his feet were back on Earth. This same man, Zhao Chen, was the resourceful individual responsible for the initial plan of returning to Earth under the auspices of a medical problem in order to consult with human decision makers over the crew's remarkable discovery that the great shelter they had been sent to repair didn't, in fact, seem to be doing anything. Today's return, almost certainly the crew's final return, didn't come as the same level of surprise as Zhao's initial lone return, but its similar nature had Ding scratching his head. The repair mission was anything but secret and had begun with the crew's highly public departure from outside the old ELF building, a symbolic concession from President Slater and William Godfrey when they were keen to show both China and the world at large that interspecies cooperation truly did start with international cooperation. They wanted to make it clear that neither UNICA nor the soon-to-open ICA in Buenos Aires were exercises in Western chauvinism or supremacy, and Ding had done his part far more recently in reporting Zhao's first return to his Western counterparts as soon as he himself had a grasp of what was going on. Zhao, having been embedded with a joint Chinese-American crew for many months, clearly appreciated this display of political responsibility, given that he had just asked to be put in front of Ding again rather than Slater, Godfrey, or, as would have been considerably worse, a media microphone and camera. But it was the location and the secrecy that confounded Ding as he neared the ward, wondering with every step why the messengers hadn't triumphantly appeared overhead and brought the crew back down to Earth with similar fanfare to that scene during their departure. Was the news bad? He began to worry. Ding then almost slapped himself on the forehead for momentarily forgetting about the current controversy surrounding Lisha's actions in Buenos Aires and the current mystery surrounding his whereabouts. With this in mind, Ding could see why the sudden appearance of an approaching mothership in the sky over Beijing might not have been the best idea. But as he turned the corner and quickened his pace towards Ward 8B, Ding's mind doubled back on itself again with the realization that returning to a hospital the first time round had been Zhao Chen's idea. So, if Zhao had opted to make the crew's final return a similarly low-profile one, the bad news hypothesis seemed disturbingly likely to be correct. At last, Ding pushed open the swinging door into Ward 8B. He didn't know what exactly bad news might have entailed beyond a revelation that the external atmosphere on New Kerguelen was hostile to life after all, but the look on the face of the man waiting to greet him quickly shut down that train of thought. Zhao Chen, a dedicated man of science who had won Ding's personal trust even before this mission, stood alone on the other side of the door. Zhao's gaze was remarkably intense, so much so that Ding immediately knew there was a lot more on his mind than whether or not surface exploration would be possible.
"Talk to me," Ding said. "Things have gotten complicated here since you went back, so I could really use some good news."
"Well,"
Zhao sighed, swallowing hard. "I definitely have some news.